Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Memories of betrayal, rejection, and self-condemnation will remain attached to your life unless you release them. See, no one can do it for you. But if you don't, they will keep you a prisoner of anger, distrust, and despair. And it can be for the rest of your life unless you totally forgive the people who betrayed you, the people who wounded you. Like a tapestry, your life is a story made of threads woven together over time. You know, often it's difficult to unravel what was woven through experiences or even poor choices in our life. And you know something? Every one of us has experienced and done things in the past that we regret. However, I want to encourage you today that God's unconditional love, His forgiveness, and His help can help us all to start over again. Now, you may say, well, you don't know what I've been through, and you don't know what I've done since then. But I just want to encourage you from God's word that God wants to heal each of our emotional wounds. Now, this is very important, folks, because many of those wounds go back to our childhood. And the reason why we act the way we act or behave today is because of some emotional wound that we received in our childhood. God will heal you of that if you allow Him to do it. There's something spiritual that happens. God does it as we open our hearts and we forgive those people, truly forgive and let them go and understand that regardless of what happened, it was really an attack of the enemy against your life. Now, hear me when I'm saying this, because God really wants to change our hearts and lives today, especially those who have been wounded emotionally. And really, that's all of us. Jesus on the cross, He had been impaled, crucified on a cross, nails in His hands and in His feet. The people who had just done that to Him at the foot of the cross, and Jesus crying out to God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Bible says He continually said that from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they have done. Folks, the truth is this. People who have wounded you and hurt you don't really know what they did. They don't know how it really harmed you. Like I said, many of those wounds from childhood, they're still with us today. It was a story about a woman, and she said that when she was a little girl, her father never hugged her, never praised her, never kissed her, never said any kind words to her. She was a disappointment to him because he had wanted a boy. And she wrote this letter and told this pastor this, and she says, I'm broken today. I have no self-worth. I feel so rejected. I haven't been able to have good relationships with people. Even my marriage fell apart. I'm still hurting today, and she says, and I'm 85 years old. See, things that wound us in our past can stay with us unless we understand how to receive the healing we need to get over those things in our lives. Now, God says in Jeremiah 30:17, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds, says the Lord. You know, Jesus met a woman who lived an emotional despair and had an illness that she carried for 18 years. And during this chance meeting that they had, he loosed her from her infirmity. Emotional wounds are like sickness. In fact, they can actually bring sickness upon you. But these wounds destroy us from within. It's important that not only do we forgive others, we have to learn to forgive ourselves. How many of you have ever made a mistake in your life? Let me see your hand. I'm looking. Every hand is up. Okay, you can put your hands down. I didn't want to stop and make an altar call right now for any liars in the building. You know, some of us know we've hurt other people and we've done things, bad things. And so we feel like we've disqualified ourselves from the blessings of God. We've disqualified ourselves from being used of God. But I want to let you know today that you're not disqualified according to the Bible. Because there is nothing in life that takes God by surprise. And regardless of what you have done, he still chose you. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, regardless of what you've done and what you've experienced, God has still chosen you to be his child and to be his servant. Now, let's just thank God for that. Come on, let's thank him. Nothing takes God by surprise. Boy, and there have been some really bad dudes that God has used in a powerful way to change the world. One was Moses. And when we think about this man, Moses, one of the greatest men in the Bible. Well, Moses was a murderer. Did you know that? He murdered a man and hid him in the sand. And yet God forgave him and used him, and he became one of the greatest men in history. And then there was the Apostle Paul. He was so zealous to kill and to destroy Christians. He got a real big reputation during his time. And yet God used that man that was against the church and his people to write so much of the New Testament and to be an apostle, planting churches. Incredible the way God moves. See, I'm telling you that, guys, because you need to understand there's nothing you can do to disqualify yourself from God's desire to use you and to help you and to heal your life and to make you whole. People can't do it. But you do hold the key. You hold the key because you are the only one that can release people. You're the only one that can release unforgiveness from your life. If you will simply realize that God has a plan for your life, that he knows the end of a situation before it even begins, that he is in charge if you allow him to be. Whatever the mess is that you find yourself in today, God will change it and make it something beautiful. The Bible says he makes everything beautiful in his time. Come on, repeat after me. Whatever I've gone through in life, the good, the bad, and the very ugly, God will make beautiful if I trust him. Now, this is something we need to consider because God always makes provision for a happy ending. Did you hear what I said? God knows the horrendous things we go through, but he always makes provision for a happy ending. And of course, it's for those who love him and trust him and obey him, because that's the only way you really can be blessed in life. But I want to read this scripture to you, Romans 8 and 28, because it gives us an insight to how God really intends to bless our life. It says, we know that God causes everything, that's every experience, to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance and he chose them. Now, when we really begin to think about God, folks, listen, I have to tell you that God knew you before you were even born. God knew all the choices that you were going to make even before you were ever born. And yet he chose you. Yet he still loves you. It's because he has a plan for your life. And I understand, I'm not pulling any punches today, because some of you are in so much pain you feel dead inside. You know, sometimes when the Holy Spirit has given me something to say, I'm like, wow. I kind of listen in. These are not my thoughts, see? But that's what he said. He said, some people are in so much pain, they feel dead inside. And as a result, they're not living right or doing right. They're so wounded that they've neglected their relationship with God, quote, Holy Spirit. I don't know if that's you today, but I know it's someone here today. Now, God knew that you would go through these trials in advance. And like I said, he still chose you. And he hasn't forsaken you. Regardless of your response, God has not forsaken you. And when you obey God, not if, no, when you obey God, your tragedy will turn to triumph. All the pain that you've experienced will become your platform to help other people. Your emotional wounds will be healed, and your mourning will be turned into laughter. In Psalm 30 and verse 11, it says to God, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning, and you've clothed me with joy. You see, God's love is unconditional. He's going to fix it for you if you'll just ask. See, he's been watching over you in spite of whatever happened, even the wrong decisions and the choices. He still loves you. He's just waiting for you to ask for his help.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Listen to what it says in Isaiah 41 and 13. I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Have you ever needed help? Let me see your hand if you've ever needed help. How many of you cried on the Lord and he was there to help you? If that's so for you, give him a hand of praise and thanksgiving. fear not, I will help you. Another portion of scripture says, call to me in times of trouble. You know, sometimes even the people you think were your best friends, they don't want to hear you when you're in trouble. Especially if they warned you not to get into trouble. Oh my goodness. That's why sometimes you don't even go back to your relatives and ask for help. They want to tell you, didn't I tell you not to do that? Didn't I this? You got to listen to a whole sermon on what you shouldn't have done or what you could have done, should have, could have, would have, just to get $10. God will never whoop you. God just says, call on me in a day of trouble. God knows you already know. See, God is pure love. He says, call on me in times of trouble. I will save you. And I know that you will honor me because you'll appreciate it. God is waiting to heal and bring restoration to your life. Come on, lift the hand and say, I know God will heal me and bring restoration to my life and help me to get over every emotional wound. Give him praise if you really believe that today. Some of you got to get over that emotional pain. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, come to me, all you who are troubled and weighed down with burdens and with cares, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and become like me, because I'm gentle and I'm without pride. And then you'll have rest for your souls. I want to tell you something today. You're standing at the crossroads of destiny. This is a message straight from the Holy Spirit. You need to understand something about life. Life is a journey with a series of divine intersections. And this is one of those intersections today, and your choices will determine your future happiness. In Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, it says, for everything there is a fixed time and a season to every purpose under heaven. God works through seasons of life. If you read that chapter in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it'll say there was a time for you to be born. There will be a time for you to die. I mean, you look at just the course of life. We go from birth and to adolescence, and we just continue moving forward into childhood, and then we become teenagers, and the parents just love it when the kids get past the teens. Talk about the terrible twos. You need to move terrible to teens. I'm not trying to scare you parents who don't have teens yet, though. I just want to say you have something to look forward to. But this too shall pass. And then once they get, once they gain their sanity again, they'll come and tell you, Mom, Dad, you were right. You were so right. You can live for that. The day they call you up and say, Mom, Dad, I love you. You were so right. I was so wrong. That day will come. So make sure you're listening. Write it down, because the whole story could change after that, but at least you'll hear it one time. You need to understand, folks, that this is your season. This is your season of change. Don't let it pass you by, because God has been waiting and waiting and waiting for you. God doesn't want you to leave this place without being changed today. And that's in your hands, because God himself is waiting to bless you and to help you. Now, the first thing for that to happen is that you've simply got to submit to his plan. I want you to look at the person next to you and say, we need to submit to God's plan, because our plan has not been successful, nor will it. Now, You need to understand, folks, listen, the reason why your plan can't work is because God already had a plan. God planned your life from the beginning. And all he wants you to do is to yield to his plan. The Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 12, there's a way that seems right to a person, but eventually it ends in death. And you know, we think we're smarter than the Bible. We think we're smarter than God. God says, don't get involved in that relationship. Don't take that job. Well, I need a relationship. Oh, I need a job. Don't buy that car. I love that car. Don't you dare buy that house. I want that house. Don't get that expensive apartment. I love it. I'm going to see. We think our plan is right. God is saying your plan may seem right in your mind, but as you already know, you can make mistakes. You can be wrong. But God is never wrong. There's a way that seems right to a person, but eventually it ends in death. Death to relationships and death in you fulfilling your potential. Death in being able to have true happiness in your life because you chose another way other than God's way. Now, I want to tell you today that to be blessed, to be healed, for your life to change, to reach your fullest potential in life, you have got to agree to submit to God's plan. And there is a plan. In Jeremiah 29:11, listen to what the Lord says. I know the plans that I have for you. Hey, just because God knows doesn't mean you know. You've got to find out. The Lord says, they are plans for peace, not for disaster. That's your plan. It ends up sometimes in disaster. God says, my plans that I give you are to give you a future filled with hope. And then you can call upon me and you will come and pray and I will listen to you and you'll look to me and you'll find me when you search for me wholeheartedly. When we submit to God's plan, when we say, God, I want what you want for my life. I haven't really been that successful with the things that I've wanted in my life and I'm coming to you right now. So how do you find God's plan? Well, you've got to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Many people have accepted him as Savior, but not as Lord. Lord is someone who will give you directions. Lord is someone you have to submit to. That means you have to get out of the driver's seat and give Jesus Christ the wheel of your life so that he can direct you down the path of God's plan for your life. And that begins by accepting him fully, not partially, not just intellectually, but with your heart, your whole heart, and submitting to him and saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins, forgive me of my disobedience, forgive me of my stubbornness, forgive me of thinking my way was better than your way. Lord, be the Lord. Guide me, direct me, show me the way. Because only then are you truly a child of God.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Starting Over Again, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, knowing that you desire to bless us and to enlarge our steps, to increase our influence in the world on your behalf. So, Lord, break off our limitations and restrictions placed upon us. Father, we pray that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us. We pray, Lord God, that you would enlarge our steps so that we can receive your blessing and your prosperity. We bless your name because your word says you shall increase us more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.